White. Petoskey, Michigan, May 26, 1891. Dear Willie, we had a precious meeting yesterday. About 30 were present. Sister Edmonds worked discreetly and got out 3 outsiders. They were much pleased with the meeting. I was much blessed in speaking less than 1 hour to the little company assembled, and there were many good testimonies born. The father of Brother Pierce was present. He is a fine-looking man. This meeting has done our family lots of good, Marion especially. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon me. Dr. Douse spoke short and right to the point, the best I have ever heard her. I have just had a talk with Sarah Maynard. She feels relieved and pleased to let me have her money. Her father made them still another donation of 500 more to each of his children, and they will be glad to get 2% more than they are now receiving. I had a very decided talk with Marion. I told her there were just 2 things that must be done. Either she must practice much more self-control and not make such frantic demonstrations if everything does not harmonize with her ideas, or there is a delay in getting the mail, or the next thing to be done was for her to go back to Battle Creek, where she would be closely connected with the office. Last Thursday and Friday were trying days to me, for the summer prospect was not very pleasant to contemplate. She assured me it should not be so again. I was so weak and so distressed, considering the future with such elements around me, that I could not write. I trembled all over. I had come here, I told Marion, for quietude and rest, and if she was going to give way to such uncontrollable feelings, I cared not to pursue our work any longer, for I could not do it in faith that we should have the inspiration of the Spirit of God in our work, which we must have if anything was accomplished. Yesterday, Sabbath, I was so greatly blessed that I feel of better courage. Marion is as mild and gentle now as a lamb. Now, I cannot see why she need feel it her privilege, if everything does not come in exact order, to lose all control of herself, gesticulate, and smite her hands together. Why, Willie, I almost wanted to die. I felt so hopelessly discouraged, I thought I would drop the whole business of the effort to write. I am so glad the Lord helped me and blessed me and encouraged me. But the pain is in my heart still. I have decided that it is not my duty to be connected here with Marion unless she feels it her duty to act as a Christian, and I have decided it is not my duty to let these things transpire. When they occur again, we will separate, for my life is in danger. I want peace, not a storm. We had a 3 weeks washing to do, and we took the gasoline stove down to the house, just moved, took tubs and washing machine, and there was cistern water. And Thursday, Edna, Sarah, and Ida all worked all day, and Friday put them out to dry. This was a rare chance for us, for which I am thankful. I wish you could sit down to our good baked trout today. We had a fish last week, nicely stuffed. It was the nicest I have ever eaten. We have another today. Brother Fargo is here. We'll leave in a day or so to be gone a few days. Will you please write to Burnett and ask him in regard to the matter of the rent of the place? If he will give Miller possession, then I will pay him in reducing the rent he was to pay me. I am willing to do anything reasonable to have the Burrow Valley place off my hands. Mother. Willie, please send me packages of envelopes with your address. Mother.